Well, hello and good evening, everybody. Hope you are well on the 13th of June, 2024. This is a Thursday night Supporters Club podcast. Going to be a little bit quick tonight, I'm afraid. I've been getting ready to go to Gardener's World Live, which I'm heading off about 5:15 in the morning. Tomorrow morning, of course, and come back Saturday night. What time I'll be back, I don't know yet. But typical, I normally would go, I wanted to go on a Wednesday for a press event. I would normally go on a Thursday, Friday, but this week I'm on call, which finishes tonight. And I have just been called out. So I've got to go, luckily not too far, but I've got to go rush out and do this emergency call out. And then I can come back, have a shower and go to bed. So busy is all I have to say. Now, I'm looking forward to Gardener's World Live. I've been getting some updates and trying to work out what it's going to be worth seeing. I think it's definitely going to be a good show. The difference this year is going to be the weather, because it's normally quite sunny, but the weather this year does seem a little bit ropey, to say the least. But I'm seeing lots of good feedback and hearing from friends that have been and running stages, so it looks to be another really, really good event, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, normally I would be sharing my plans for the weekend, but of course, with Gardener's World taking up tomorrow and Saturday, that only really leaves Sunday. Sunday, of course, being Father's Day as well. So I might pop over and see my father in the morning, and then I'll come back and do a few bits here at home. So it's basically, it all depends on the weather. Watering, I don't think, is going to be a problem, except in a greenhouse, because I don't know what it's like where you are, but we are getting quite a bit of rain at the moment, and it's meant to stay right up through this weekend, which is a little bit annoying, but these things happen. But at home, all I'm really looking at doing is, we've had a lot of trouble with slugs and snails, as you know, which I think we're getting on top of, but they have eaten a lot of my brassicas and other plants. So I'm looking now to get my extra sowings of plants, get those into the ground, get those taken up, particularly Brussels sprouts and things like that. And what I have left behind, I need to pot up into bigger pots. Added to that, something else that I need to do is with my peas. I've got several loads of peas that are growing. I normally grow them up nets, but I was watching a video earlier today, and I've got an idea of how to make it a bit better for my peas to climb up. And that's just simply staking four canes in around the edge of my peas, making a rectangle around them, and then just running string around every single cane at various heights, or twine will do, in order for the peas to climb up. So I'm going to do that as well. That kind of makes a bit more sense. And that should support them and encourage them to grow. So, and then added to that, what else am I going to be doing? I'm going to be knackered, so it's going to be a bit of a hard one to find much more else to do. I've probably got some wood to cut down and tidy up and cut the grass. I haven't been able to cut the grass on the allotment today, actually. I did go to the allotment this evening, but it was so wet that it wasn't worth doing. So, yeah, that's basically my plans for this weekend. Gardener's World is going to take up a lot of it. Now, something I have done today is, of course, I did this morning, sown the spring onions. And I love spring onions. I try and grow quite a few of them. They're worth sowing every few weeks in order to keep them coming. And they can pretty much be sown all year round if you know what you're doing, or you've got the right variety. So I've sown those. Now, I've actually sown these in my veggie pot. I've just made a drill in the ground about a centimetre deep, watered it before, scattered a few seeds and then backfilled and then watered again. Now, hopefully, these will all germinate. There's a lot of people having a problem with germination this year, I've noticed. And then we just got to keep the soil consistently moist, which is easy in a veggie pod. Of course, if you haven't got a veggie pod, you could do this in the ground, in pots, in just the same way. The veggie pod is what I'm using because it's just kind of makes sense for me. And then keep them well watered. Obviously, we don't want them to be overwatered because that can lead to the bulbs rotting. And then as they grow, we will need to thin them out as they grow to give them about 5 to 7 centimetres of space between each plant. Just keeping that soil consistently moist is the key thing as well. Again, as I said, you don't want to overwater because that can lead to rotting. Now, in terms of feeding, they don't really need feeding. If you're using fresh compost or soil, they're not hungry feeders. They do benefit from an occasional balanced fertiliser every now and then, but nothing to worry about too much. Personally, with fresh compost, I find that that's enough and that will do it absolutely fine. Of course, we've got to keep them weed-free, and onion hoe or hand weeding is what I prefer to do. And then once they are, I don't know, a couple of months, 2 to 3 months, they should be ready. Now, you can harvest them earlier than that or whenever you want. Just you might get them a little bit smaller rather than full-sized ones. All very easy, all pretty tasty as well. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and get going back to work before being able to go. It's annoying, but hey, these things happen. Right, I will speak to you again next time. So until then, please take care.